up anything you want here via the toll-free number, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
All right, so you can, of course, join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that are waiting for you there. You get to control the content of the site. You find something online that you think is interesting, useful, submit it as show prep. Other listeners can vote on it, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site. Now, in order to vote things to the front page, you have to see them before they get there by going to the upcoming stories page. So make sure when you go to freetalklive.com that you always check out the upcoming stories link so you can cast your votes on the brand newest content on the site. And of course, if you find something you want to share, you're welcome to submit it as show prep and hope that it will get voted up as well. Once again, freetalklive.com. Of course, plenty of stuff to talk about here tonight. Your calls as well are the priority. If you make them, we will talk to you about anything you want. In the meantime, we come to the table with stuff to talk to you about, including an update on Pussy Riot. We talked to you last week about Pussy Riot. Were you here for that show?
I was not here for that show.
So I wish
I had been.
Are you familiar?
A little,
situation?
Yeah.
So essentially, Pussy Riot is a band that it's kind of like a protest band, I guess you could say.
They're kind of a punk rocky girl band in Russia.
Yeah, and they decided to perform what they called a punk prayer against Vladimir Putin in Moscow's main Orthodox Christian cathedral. And they went up, they started playing their music, and I guess,
I don't know if they played their music. They kind of, I don't remember any instruments.
Oh, really? They didn't have any instruments? I didn't see the video of the actual,
I did see the video.
When I'm told a band goes and plays at a,
I think they may have acapellas kind of hollered at the front of the cathedral with multicolored ski masks on.
It probably would have been easier to get in without any equipment.
Right. I mean, it's going to be difficult to get the roadies in the door.
So anyway, there's an update here from The Guardian about their trial, where Pussy Riot's trial is being called worse than the Soviet era. By the end of the first week of Pussy Riot's trial, everyone in the shabby Moscow courthouse was tired. Guards armed with submachine guns grabbed journalists and threw them out of the room at will. The judge, perched in front of a shabby Russian flag, refused to look at the defense. And the police dog, a 100-pound black Rottweiler, no longer sat in the corner that she had occupied since the start of Russia's trial of the year, but barked and foamed at the mouth as if she were in search of blood. The trial of the three band...
That's crazy.
Yeah. The trial of the three band members jailed since March after performing their punk prayer against Putin in the Moscow main cathedral has been more than about the charges brought against them formally. Hooliganism motivated by religious hatred, which is the charge that they're up against, hooliganism.
Okay.
In 5 days of testimony, lawyers and witnesses have laid bare the stark divide that has emerged in Russian society, one deeply conservative and accepting of a state that uses vague laws and bureaucracy to control its citizens. The other, liberal, bordering on anarchists and beginning to fight against that state with any means it can. The court is dominated by a glass cage that holds the three women.
That's right. I mean, there's some really weird things about this trial. In some cases, these women have been able to talk about the issues that surround what it is that they did, which I'll tell you is better than any of the tickets that I've received and been, as far as going to trial, any of the trials I've received. They object to the point you're not able to say anything. You essentially can only speak to the facts, whatever, they decide the facts are. So it makes it very difficult. But at the same time, these women are in a cage in this courtroom. And by the sounds of it, there's a rabid dog in the room.
Yeah, it's really creepy. So the court is dominated by this glass cage, which holds the activists. Maria Alokhina, who has emerged as their unofficial spokeswoman, Nadzehida Tolokonova, whose chiseled features have made her the band's unofficial face, and Yekaterina Smatusevich, who sits in a corner of the cage looking every bit the disgruntled punk. After 5 days sitting in the cage, some days for 10 hours at a time, the women appear exhausted. Violeta Volkova, one of their lawyers, said that they were being tortured, denied food and adequate sleep. After a week of being dismissed and lectured by the judge, She could no longer hide her anger on Friday as the judge, Marina Sirova, denied yet another defense objection. Volkova began to shout. Now, this is, again, one of the lawyers for the women. Sirova.
And this is how the game is played. When the objections come down, they keep coming down on the side of the state, you're gonna lose. You're just gonna lose because you don't have the momentum.
So she started to shout, and Sirova, her glasses perched perfectly in the middle of her nose, answered tartly, "You're losing the frames of dignity," she told the lawyer. And the lawyer replied, seething, "Those frames long haven't existed here. According to Pussy Riot's lawyers, Russia has revived the Soviet-era tradition of a show trial with its case against the group. Even in Soviet times and Stalin times, the courts were more honest than this one," according to lawyer Nikolai Polozov. As he
sounds
shouted,
like a heck of a claim, doesn't it?
And he shouted this in court. Outside, during a rare break, he explained, "This is one of the most shameful trials in modern Russia. In Soviet times, at least they followed some sort of procedure."
In Soviet Russia, the procedures follow you.
In 1 week, Sirova, the judge, has refused to hear nearly all the objections brought by the defense. One objection. Sound familiar, Mark?
Yeah, yeah. It's exactly like this when we have trials here. Objection, objection, objection.
Overruled.
Sustained. It's just all the time.
One objection claimed that exactly the same spelling errors were found in several witness statements, implying that they were falsified.
That's a pretty strong statement, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But it's true. You can see writing consistencies between people, for sure.
Absolutely.
This is just, to me, I'm awestruck, because I can't believe that someone can go into a movie theater in this country and shoot. How many people were killed in Aurora? He can appear in court and not appear in a glass cage. He's shackled, and his attorney gets to make fair and regardless. I know he's already been found guilty in the eyes of the public, but he has his day in court. And these ladies have already been found guilty of what? Speaking against the state. That's
pretty much just speaking against both the state and the church. Like, you know, there's not an official state religion, but.
It's darn
close.
Yeah,
kind of.
And the claim is that Vladimir Putin himself is the one who gets to basically decide how this case goes. I mean, this is what was reported on CNN, you know, alluded to today on CNN.
In my view, it's really good. Madonna has come out in the States, and while I am no particular fan of her music, and that may either make you a fan or a hater of me, I don't know, but Madonna has come out, and she's been quite controversial over the last 30 years, and she's really done very well in American pop and making a name for herself and really being groundbreaking, and she's come out in support of these ladies. I think that's fantastic on one hand, but I hope in the Russian view it doesn't do them a disservice.
Yeah, they could get like 3 years apiece for this. It's really crazy stuff. And, you know, what it looks like to me is, I think it's pretty obvious it's a property rights violation. I mean, you know, they went into this church, they behaved in a manner that was obviously not very church-like, and they shouldn't have done it. What should be the punishment for going into some place that doesn't have the auspices of sanctification around it, and getting too loud? Well, you get kicked out. You may be asked never to come back.
Right.
And I really think that that's what the punishment should be here.
The first time,
the punishment should be that they should be not allowed in the, you know, they're kicked out of the church and disallowed from returning unless they, you know, have some kind of conversion or something, and then they can talk to the head honcho there and ask to come back because they've changed their ways or whatever. As far as I'm concerned, this church has the right to not have people come in and act in that way. But the only proper punishment, because obviously things like this are going to happen, the only proper punishment...
Well, if you have an open-door policy, then some weird people might come in there. Right? You're running a church.
Don't worry, weird people are coming in all the time.
You're supposed to...
Most of them don't yell in front of the church.
Right, but, you know, you're running a church, you kind of have to expect the idea that there's going to be some people coming into it that maybe have some mental issues, that, you know, there's no reason why some local crazy drunk bum couldn't come in there, get behind the pulpit, and start shouting at the audience. I mean, you never know. You've got a public place, you're inviting people in, and in a lot of cases, as a church, you're inviting people in who are disturbed and who have problems in life.
It probably has happened, and the only reason these women are being gone after is because they made a statement.
Politically, yeah. 855.
They were coherent.
453. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. Bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by friends of Bradley Jardis. Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive with a variety of different features that you'll find, including our listening options. Go to listen.freetalklive.com, and you'll find live streams. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions, so different size streams to fit different internet connection speeds. Also, we'll give you over 110 now, 110 radio stations to which you can listen to Free Talk Live across the country.
It's awesome. We announced a couple more today.
Yeah, we'll say hello to them in the second hour when they are listening, or third hour, actually. So, let's see. You can find our radio stations there at listen.freetalklive.com. Also, satellite listening options are available, including XM Satellite Radio, as well as our KU Band free-to-air channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way as well. So, once again, listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, a little bit more about Pussy Riot, and we'll go to the phones. We'll take your calls about what you want, kind of updating you on a story we were talking about last week, where Pussy Riot entered the main cathedral in for the Orthodox Christian Church in Russia, in Moscow. They proceeded to engage in a protest song, essentially a punk prayer against Vladimir Putin, and were arrested for their troubles. They are now facing charges of hooliganism. And it's hooliganism specifically motivated by religious hatred. So I guess that's a modifier to the charge of hooliganism.
And this is a charge?
Hooliganism.
Yes.
Modified by religious what?
I can't even begin to imagine if there was a hooliganism statute in New Hampshire. Never mind the United States.
It's called disorderly conduct.
Right.
Hooliganism. Well, it would be interesting to read what it actually says.
Right. Like,
what is the statute? What is the language of the Russian statute against hooliganism? Is it essentially anything the state doesn't like?
Right.
You know, I mean, that's basically what disorderly conduct is here. Anyway, we'll continue here with the update. So the lawyers that are in this particular case, the ones that are watching, and also the lawyers for the women, are shouting out in court. One of them shouted in court that even in Soviet times and Stalin's times, the courts were more honest than this one. The judge has just not even, she hasn't even heard the objections of the defense attorneys in most supermajority of their cases. And one of them was suggesting,
usually they give you a chance to expend your life's breath, trying to warm the air so that you can get some motion through.
Right. And so they refused to nearly hear all of the objections brought by the defense. One of them claimed that the spelling errors that were the same in several witness statements were found, implying they were false. That was not even heard by the judge. And the prosecution was allowed.
So there's no jury in this?
I have not heard anything about
a jury. It sounds like the judge is hearing everything.
Yeah, I have not heard anything about a jury. The prosecution was allowed to call all its witnesses, mainly people who were inside the church at the time of the performance, or who had viewed the video of it on YouTube. They answered questions like,
people who had viewed the video on YouTube? That's a witness? What?
It's pretty ridiculous.
Somebody, how offended do you get to be if you go and look for the video of what these women did?
They answered questions like, what does your Orthodox faith mean to you? Now, if you look at the way trials are run, or they're supposed to be run in the U.S., the idea is you're supposed to stick to the facts in the case and ask people about their faith.
Right,
and
that's
what
totally
an
objection,
to
right?
Was the woman's clothing tight? Was another question the prosecution asked.
So, would it have been a problem if these women went into the church with tight clothing and they were as demure as they needed to be, as Russian women need to be?
Another question: what offended you about their balaclavas? One witness said she heard music during the band's performance in the Cathedral of Christ the Savior, although footage shown in court showed the women singing with no live instruments. So there you go, Mark. Thank you for that. The music was added later to their viral video clip, Virgin Mary, Chase Putin Out. So
really, all they really were just giving a prayer. It's a prayer that people didn't like.
Right, and so the woman, one of these witnesses, I don't know if it's a woman, but one of the witnesses claimed they heard music in the church. But there was no music in the church to be heard.
It's probably because they just saw it on the video.
Mm-hmm. What kind of music did you hear? Asked the defense. It wasn't classical and it wasn't Orthodox, the witness replied. Their defense, meanwhile, tried to call 13 witnesses, including opposition leader Alexei Navalny and celebrated novelist Lyudmila Blitskaya. The judge only allowed them to call 3 of their 13 witnesses. So, prosecution allowed to call 100% of their witnesses, including people that weren't even there.
Hearing things that didn't happen.
Those are the best kind of witnesses, yeah, in my opinion.
Defense allowed to call 3 of 13. The prosecution launched the questioning of all its witnesses with the same question, are you an Orthodox believer? When the defense tried to ask the same question of one of its 3 witnesses, the judge shouted, question stricken. So I guess the idea was to make the defendants look like a bunch of godless heathens by not allowing them to reveal that they might also be
Nuts.
Of members of the same church.
It's crazy.
So, the defense knows they're fighting a losing battle in a judicial system that's notoriously politicized, but the media battle remains. Pyotr Vizilov, Tolokonova's husband, has spent the trial perched in the seat closest to his wife's cage. He tweets furiously and constantly checks how often his message is spread. On Friday, three men climbed onto a ledge across from the courtroom windows wearing white, purple, and green balaclavas and shouted, "Freedom to Pussy Riot!" There have been reports of imitation stunts carried out in other cities in Russia. At first, after the anti-Putin protests started in December, the authorities got scared that they had lost control, said one. Now they've recovered and started to react, and the trial against Pussy Riot is the clear first step. Every day as the trial begins, dozens of journalists gather on the stairs outside the court, repeating a tradition launched with the second trial of Mikhail Khodorkovsky, the oil tycoon and Putin foe, which was held in the same room. Amid the crush stands Samutsevich's father and Alolikina's mother, Natalia. "My daughter and I had very different views about politics, but this trial," she says, "is bringing them closer." Putin said this week that the women should not be judged too harshly. They face up to 7 years in jail if convicted, but their lawyers took Putin's comments as a signal that they would not receive the full sentence. A verdict is expected next week.
Yeah, if you look at this from a political standpoint, it would seem to me what Putin has most to gain here is if they're found guilty and that if he essentially gives them his pardon.
And that way he can look like the giving father, if you will.
Yes.
The patriarch.
That's what they're suggesting. I mean, you know, really what he should do is he should, hand down some kind of pardon. So I recommend the same punishment that has been, that I recommended here before, which is that the women not be allowed in that church.
So he may hand down a lenient sentence, but it can't be too lenient, otherwise the church folk will be all upset with politics. So it's kind of like this sick three-way.
It sounds like the most of the people are just making stuff up that, as far as the witnesses go anyway.
That's true, but it won't matter because the judge is on the side of the state. So, I mean, their conviction is probably a shoo-in at this point. I guess the only question probably that remains is what will the sentence end up being? And will it be commuted to some extent by Putin? We will continue to update you as we learn more about this really, outrageous international case. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here and bring up absolutely anything you want. Coming up, we've got a little bit more international news, plus your calls as well, about whatever you want. We'll go to the phones next. But, Nemi, you've got a story coming out of Singapore.
That's fantastic.
About their National Day.
It's tomorrow.
So we'll talk about what they're planning there. 855-453 allows you to bring up whatever's on your mind. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that we have there for you, including news updates. You can go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there. And you can follow us via email to get more of the news kind of updates. Like today, sent out an update about how we got two brand new radio affiliates. We'll talk about them a little bit later on. And in addition, over at news.freetalklive.com, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And in that way, you will get more than just news updates, because we are still kind of practicing at this. I don't know. Have you hooted yet tonight, Mark?
Because yeah, I've totally hooted a couple of times, sure.
Excellent. So we, between the two of us, have managed to be hooting multiple times, and hooting means posting simultaneously to Facebook and Twitter. So we are...
You guys are dorks.
Aren't we?
I mean, if you're worse than I am, you have to be dorks. You're dorks.
Are you, like, do you not do the hooting thing?
I don't hoot. I don't have enough to hoot about, yeah. I guess, so...
You know, that's how...
Maybe that's dork here. Envy, I don't know.
That's how we felt here on Free Talk Live, but we've been told to, by the marketing gal, I think that's her actual title, marketing gal, and she said, you must tweet more often. And we're like, tweeting, but sure enough... People like the interaction.
People love you guys.
They want the tweets they're interacting us with.
What do you call people who are into Twitter? Twitterers?
Tweets.
Twits. No.
Twits. That's what I call them. But then again, I hang out every week when I come on the show. I hang out in the chat room for Free Talk Live on the LRN channel on Mixnet.
And thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
And folks can go to cam.freetalklive.com if they would like to join you in that chat room. That is an option as well. But Twittering and Facebooking is a little bit more permanent, I guess, a little more semi-permanent.
Fair enough.
Than chatting. So it's a good way for more people to see what you have to say, because we'll post questions and things like that over there. Anyway, you can go to twitter.freetalklive.com or facebook.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com to follow us in those ways.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of podcasts and audiobooks and radio shows, and I want to recommend one. It's done by a friend of mine. A full disclosure here, a friend of mine, Tim Cummins, does this program. It's called Verbal Surgery. And in it, he has a way of sort of getting in your head and making you feel great. You know, I tend to be a cynical guy, and oftentimes when I'll be listening to a verbal surgery, you know, those first couple of minutes, I'll be feeling very cynical about listening to it. But, you know, I just let them play, even in the background, and they always have a way of affecting me emotionally. They make me feel better. Just go ahead, try out a verbal surgery and see if it doesn't work for you. I'm not going to say it's going to work for everybody, but I think it's going to work for most people. It's verbalsurgery.com. I think you'll be happy you did. It's verbalsurgery.com.
What do you got to lose? It doesn't cost you.
Right. It's a free podcast.
All right, so let's continue here with you and your thoughts.
All you have to lose is your cynicism.
Going to the phones and the fun. Mike is listening in Altoona, I believe, Iowa. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
You're not going to sell it cheap, are you?
Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm here. I was wondering if I have two things. But first I wanted to ask, that guy named Brad that's running for the sheriff of that county in New Hampshire, is Keen in that county?
No.
It is about as far away from that county as possible. In fact, everything in New Hampshire is as far away from that county
as possible. Coos County, and I trust Brad has been pronouncing it correctly, but I trust everyone else has been as well, because there are a lot of people who move here call it Coos County. It's not Coos County. It's Coos.
It's spelled C-O-O-S, but there's an umlaut or something in there.
Yeah, Coos is the only county in New Hampshire that borders Canada. So it's
least populated.
And the northernmost. Yeah. And
it went for Ron Paul in the primary.
But all 12 people that live there.
No,
there are a lot of people. So okay, so the population of Keene.
Yep. Spread out over a very large county.
That's right. It's very large.
So
and beautiful.
And that's bradforsheriff.com, I believe.
That's right.
Well, if you guys are endorsing them, that could be pretty serious business. I mean, that could be a game changer for those people in that county.
I doubt it. I mean, with all honesty, we're not on the air up in that that area, so I don't know how many people in Coos County are even aware of Free Talk Live.
Our hope with the endorsement is to bring money into the campaign so that Brad can put up signage.
That could help.
You know, the fact is that he has a reasonably good chance of winning. There's some aspects to it that we don't want to reveal, frankly, on nationally syndicated radio.
You mean to the campaign strategy?
The campaign strategies and things like that. But I hope that people that that know us and know that we just don't hand out frivolous endorsements. We don't expect people to. We think people's money is valuable, and so therefore our endorsements really are about getting people to donate. If he can get, the five digits, low five digits, high four digits, he can. He's going to be able to have a good chance.
All right, good. Hey, Deb, you guys heard of the story out of Jonesboro, Arkansas about the man in handcuffs who got a gunshot wound to the head?
The mysterious gun—is this the mysterious gunshot wound where he's alleged to have shot himself?
Yeah, in the back of a police cruiser, he has a gunshot to the right temple, even though he was in handcuffs.
And this was after they'd searched him twice.
Three times, three shakedowns.
And they find a dime bag of weed but couldn't find a pistol. I just think that this trend of people getting shot while in handcuffs and beat to death while in handcuffs, it's really starting to disturb me a little bit.
Just now?
Well, I think
it has been, but I'm starting to hear about it every week. There's a new incident, it seems. I mean, in Anaheim, four unarmed men in the last 30 days have been killed,
So where's the line for you? So where is the line for you? And what does the line mean for you?
What can I do? I don't know what to do other than, listen and I share the podcast like I'm supposed to. And I'm just a stupid truck driver. I don't know what I can do.
I wouldn't say that. It only takes one. It only takes one sometimes, and it can be you.
Well, when you say that, what do you mean? Only takes one.
You've been talking about the Ademo trial. And jury selection, and I carried a sign outside. It only takes one person, and it comes down to you. Your silence is not going to protect you. Granted, opening your mouth may not protect you either. It may get you into a lot of trouble.
It doesn't sound like he's being silent. He's sharing the show.
Well, this is true. There is something. At what point do you just put your foot down and say that enough is enough? I relate to what you're saying, and I understand your frustration, and what do you do? That's pretty much what I'm trying to elicit.
What do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I open my mouth.
All right.
And I get in trouble.
Well, you're doing a lot, by the way. As I understand it, you've been handling some media outreach as far as the Ademo case is concerned.
Some, yes.
Okay, great.
Some, and there has been it's been great. I mean, being involved with and getting involved and opening your mouth, it takes a it takes some courage. Granted, and it took me a lot of time to find my courage.
Well,
but
I know that there's a lot of people in the professional driving world that are very liberty oriented guys. I mean, isn't that correct, Mike? I mean, of the truck drivers, the professional drivers that that you know, wouldn't you say the ideas of freedom are fairly popular?
It's very popular. I mean, the CB is still big among truck drivers. You can talk for hours and hundreds of miles to guys on the CB. And people that drive trucks, they're sort of like a subset, a subculture that mostly believe in freedom and guns and being left alone. You know, that's why we do this.
Amen.
Well, if you didn't start as a professional driver with a healthy distaste for government, you certainly will pick it up fairly quickly. There is all kinds of regulations, especially if you're interstate. Lots of regulations.
They've got their own separate police to come after them. This commercial branch of the police department.
What, and DOT or what?
The just regular cops, and then they have the commercial division, and they just come after the truck drivers. It's all about raising the money on the truck drivers.
It's true. And then they have that thing every June, the first week in June, called TSA 2012 was the last one, of course, where for 72 hours they do 30,000 inspections or whatever. It's like a big money blitz, a money bomb.
Wow.
For the DOT.
Exactly.
Insane.
And if you don't want to participate, you're not a patriot, right? You don't love
exactly.
your country, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, there are always things that you can do. I mean, even if it's something as simple as putting a Free Talk Live bumper sticker on the back of the rig.
I wouldn't stand up too tall, elsewhere. I think that one of the nice things about moving to New Hampshire is, if you do want to stand up.
Well, if you're an interstate truck driver, you could be based out of New Hampshire, but you're still going to be on the road
all
the time.
It's true. What do you do in that circumstance?
You put the word out there.
Put the word out on the CB. He's on the CB.
Put it out on the different trucker networks online.
Learn to toe the line and know what to say and challenge people. I watched Pete Eyre do a great job with court security last week. He's got it down to an art form. He's wonderful.
And or bide your time, and then when you retire, get to New Hampshire and then really have some fun. Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate hearing from you. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a five-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs, plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, fried bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseRet FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll-free number 855-453, the SICL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
All right, so you can join us on our website, of course, at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features we have there. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the three links you'll find there at the site. Shop.freetalklive.com. There are three links because there are three different Amazons for you to choose from. We've got Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. So you click into the Amazon that's right for you, and then just go and buy whatever it is that you need to get. I was actually just there last night ordering some last-minute supplies. We got the trial for Adamo Freeman coming up on Monday, and I am going to be the designated person who will be recording this this trial. So I wanted to make sure I had enough batteries and an SD card. So I went and I got some off-brand, like third-party batteries. I've got a Canon camcorder, and a lot of the fake batteries that you can get on, like eBay, not fake, but, you know, imitation batteries, they don't have whatever the chip is in them that gives you the readout of how much time there is left.
That's disturbing.
So, yeah, but there are actually some of them that have that, and Amazon carries those batteries. It's called Wasabi Power, and they're very good batteries. Like, I can get a battery that'll last 3 hours of recording time. So it's pretty
sweet. A lot of recording.
Yeah, and I can get two of those for less than $50 with a charger.
What's the Canon original cost?
You're probably looking at
That for one.
At least twice that for one. So Amazon, of course, has a huge selection. If you want the Canon, official brand ones, you can get those.
They've got that too.
Amazon as well. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. The SD card I got was 32 gigabytes for about $22. So they're so cheap.
I feel that's going to be a deal.
Yeah. So again, shop.freetalklive.com. You get the stuff you want or the stuff you need, and you'll get it delivered to your door. You get a great deal. And probably free Super Saver shipping. If it's brand new, likely you'll get that. And Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. If you enter through shop.freetalklive.com, they go right back into your calls and your thoughts. Joe is in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing? First off, I'd like to cover two topics. The first one is, why the hell should somebody have to move to New Hampshire to get politicians to honor their constitutional rights?
You shouldn't.
Did a politician... Did or did not a politician put their hand on a Bible? Now it's the Quran, I guess, and swear to uphold the rights of the citizen even to death? Did there did not the military and the cops and public servants swear that even if they had to risk their life, that they...
Well, clearly their oaths aren't worth anything.
Yeah, how's that working out?
What's the point of them even serving us? And we, you know that caller earlier that said,
well, when have you ever actually felt served by them? I mean, isn't it kind of the other way around? Aren't they serving themselves to your money?
They're
they're serving the elites, not us. And
yeah.
That caller before that talked about guns and stuff and how that guy got shot handcuffed in the back of a cop car.
Yes.
And the female on the show that you're on right now.
Yeah, that's Nemi.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? What's the line to draw? What's the breaking point? It should have been drawn. I think that the worst nightmare for corrupt officials is going to be when things go down the drain, when people have nothing to lose. Because,
so,
you know,
that's true.
I'll ask you what Ian asked me. What have you done, and where is your line?
What is my line?
Yeah, and personally, what have you done? Yep.
What have I done to be a doer instead of just a talker?
Yes.
A lot of stuff. I've called the county sheriffs of, like, several different counties around me and other states also. You know, and invited them to Sheriff Mack's constitutional convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, coming up, and told them to research their stuff so they can realize what side their bread's buttered on. Every day on transit, I put up flyers for GCN and this ministry I like called Call the Decision, and it tells people about the Illuminati and how it's bad and how to go think for yourself and be on your way. You know, if one out of 100 people see that and repent and go to that, I pray that it's that number, but...
You know, Joe, that sounds like good stuff, although I don't particularly much care for leading anything with Illuminati information. It seems to be a big turnoff to a lot of people. But, you know, maybe there are some people that are into that.
The basis for my question wasn't a challenge, or it wasn't intended to say, oh, well, you're just sitting on the couch running your mouth. I actually would like to hear what people have to say about where they've drawn the line and what they've done about it, because there are people out there who are fed up and are frustrated and have no idea what to do or where to start, and ideas are fantastic. I mean, that's what's gotten me off the couch. I've always been involved, but I've now involved differently in different capacities, and it's been hearing other people's ideas and seeing other people act that's really encouraged me to do things and take a stand.
Yeah, you know the thing is, though, you know, it takes a lot less effort, in my opinion, to complain about something. If you're going to whine and be about something, why don't you go and try to offer a solution to be constructive? You know, I mean.
No, I totally understand. I mean, yeah. Most people are.
Do you not think that moving to New Hampshire is a constructive solution, though?
I don't think he was indicting us. You weren't indicting us. You were just talking in general, right?
I'm not indicting you. I'm just saying, you know, it's just ridiculous. Why the hell should somebody have to move to a state that has?
Oh, okay. You're saying it's ridiculous. Well, here's why it's not ridiculous.
It's
numbers
that you have to.
Powers and numbers.
Right. You don't have to. You can stay right where you are and try your best to change things.
What I'm saying in general, why the hell should we have to? Why does the NRA?
Because you're too diluted. The answer is because you don't have.
Diluted, not deluted.
Diluted. I said diluted.
Not diluted.
Not. I didn't say diluted. I said diluted.
D-E-L-U-D-E-D.
Right, I didn't say that. I meant diluted as in dilute. Anyway.
Why should we have PACs or PACs to try to tell politicians, you know, and tell them you have to do this and that and vote on our rights and stuff? Why the hell don't they remember what they swore to uphold?
Well, they don't care. They never swore.
They don't interpret it the same way you do.
They haven't even read what they're swearing to in some cases.
Okay, do you really need to know? I mean, you really have to ask these questions? Power attracts the corrupt and the corruptible, and it also takes those who are not corrupted and corrupts them. So, you know, if they actually cared about their oath once, they don't now. Most of them probably didn't give a flip about it in the first place because they got into office so they could reward their friends and punish their enemies and set themselves up for a sweet retirement, the way they're taken care of for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. An oath to the Constitution is, you know, an oath to a document whose natural end is what we have.
Right.
I mean, we know what a constitutional government looks like because we have one.
And hey, you know, I wish I didn't have to move to New Hampshire either. It gets cold up here. But I did because I knew that getting together with other people is the way to make a difference in the world. And I see that happening. And Joe, I thank you for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I like Nemi's question about what are people doing, because I'm always interested in new ideas.
Yeah,
I mean, I've been doing activism for well over a decade of my life, but I'm certainly not an expert at it. There's a lot that I could improve, I'm sure. But one of the things I do know is I've learned some lessons in the times in the time that I've done activism of various different sorts, and I would like to at least try to help other people avoid some of the same mistakes that I made.
Absolutely.
And I think that it's a mistake to toil endlessly in an area in which you don't have any backup, where you're all alone, or at least that's the way you feel. you know, maybe there are other people around who love the ideas of liberty, but if they're not doing anything, then you will never know about it, and you can't get together with them and be effective together. So, you know, a big mistake is to just bang your head up against the wall of the state in an attempt to change things through the system, for instance, and have absolutely no effect like the Libertarian Party has for the last four decades. Now you look at what's going on in New Hampshire with the Free State Project, with liberty-minded people coming in here and working as Republicans and Democrats, and still working with the Libertarian Party, but doing what they think is right, and also civil disobedience and street theater and a variety of other fun activism, doing what they think is right to achieve liberty. Because they've come together, they've been making huge strides. There are more people elected to the state house in New Hampshire who are of a liberty mindset than the Libertarian Party can claim nationwide, I think, in the entire time of its whole existence.
And that's right now.
Right now. Within the first decade
now,
of the Free State Project.
As a native, I feel obligated to speak up. And over the years, I've seen, and this is pre-state project,
mm-hmm.
A lot of the restrictions that you see on firearms and free speech and expression, you see from people sponsored by reps who have moved here or were raised elsewhere.
Yeah.
You will very rarely see limiting or non-liberty legislation from a native who grew up here. But
unfortunately, three-fourths of the, as I just read recently, three-fourths of the entire house in New Hampshire were not born in New Hampshire.
Correct. Right. That's true. And it's discouraging. But then I will certainly grant that the liberty-minded individuals who have moved here as part of the Free State Project have helped the politicos, quote-unquote, in Concord have done a great job. Fantastic job,
right.
in my opinion.
And as you said, you've been activated by seeing the activism of other people around here. And
true.
You are a New Hampshire native. And that's what I've
in
seen
in different
happen.
Ways. I've always been very active in the weapons community, mm-hmm. firearms, Second Amendment, free speech, but not so much in objecting to a demo getting put in jail for 21 years for wiretapping.
We'll come back with more here. Your thoughts, welcome, 855-450-FREE. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about this. It is a really important idea whose time has come. FreeStateProject.org. Hour 2 is next. You take control of the airwaves. National Night in Singapore will tell you about. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com.
Did you know you could go back to school online? Choose a degree in one of the many available programs, including business, criminal justice, psychology, computer science, and many more. If you're serious about going to school in the next year and have a high school diploma or GED, the National Education Online Center can help you find the school you're looking for. Call them 1-888-808-5490 for an expert consultation. Call right away, because classes are filling up by the hour. 1-888-808-5490. Some courses not accredited in all states.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.